So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate this great feast day of Saint Athanasius. Do you know who he is? Do you know anything about his life? No, you don't know. You should. Because he's a very, very important man, a very important doctor of the church. You know, we have very few doctors within the church, and this is one of the ones, all of the doctors you should know, really, because that's why they're doctors. They instruct us on the faith and open up the faith for us in a way that's unparalleled compared to all the other pantheon of saints that we have. And this saint in particular is a saint of great courage and great teaching. What this man did is he constantly went throughout the world. He died in the year 373. So very early on in the church, when the church had finally gained its freedom to be able to practice officially, be able to practice out in the open without fear of great persecution from the emperors. And now they were trying to struggle to bring everybody together because lots of people were trying to say that God was different than he was, teaching a different gospel than the one that we were given. And so Saint Athanasius suffered greatly under the many persecutions, especially the persecutions against the Arians, of the Arians, which sought to say that Jesus wasn't really God. That he was close, but he wasn't exactly God. He was a little bit less than God. And it was because of that, and his fights against the emperor, against gangs of heretics who tried to kill him and destroy him 5 times, he was even driven from his own diocese and exiled. And yet, he continued to fight for the faith. And in our world today, we don't have people who are doing that so much. You can go ahead and believe whatever it is that you want. Go ahead and do whatever it is that you want. Say that Jesus is whatever it is that you want him to be, and that's fine. Back in the day, we used to fight for that. Back in the day, we used to give our lives for that. And so today, one thing I wish to give you, not just for today that we should meditate here on Mass, during Mass, not just something that we should meditate for the whole of today, but I want you to take the creed which I had Don hand out to you. And that's what I want us to study. To study that beautiful creed. The beautiful creed which Athanasius himself penned. It's something which even a third grader would be able to go through. Our first communicants. It just says the same thing over and over again, but in a very clear way. A very long way of saying the same thing, that God is one and three. All are the same God. All are different persons. And so, because it's long, I'll read it for you at this time. And I want you to see that he just says the same thing over and over again. And even the picture on the top of the Trinity, it reveals in essence what it is that he's saying. The Trinity is that simple. This is the creed of Athanasius. He said, "Whoever wants to be saved should above all things cling to the Catholic faith. Whoever does not guard it whole and inviolable will doubtless perish eternally. Now this is the Catholic faith. We venerate one God in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the divine being. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Spirit is still another. But the deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-eternal in majesty. What the Father is, the Son is, and so is the Spirit. Uncreated is the Father, uncreated is the Son, uncreated is the Spirit. The Father is infinite, the Son is infinite, the Holy Spirit is infinite. Eternal is the Father. Eternal is the Son. Eternal is the Spirit. And yet there are not three eternal beings, but one who is eternal. There are not three uncreated and unlimited beings, but one who is uncreated and unlimited. Almighty is the Father. Almighty is the Son. Almighty is the Spirit. And yet there are not three almighty beings, but one who is almighty. Thus the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. Thus the Father is the Lord, the Son is the Lord, the Holy Spirit is the Lord. And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. As Christian truth compels us to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so Catholic religion forbids us to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father was neither made, nor created, nor begotten. The Son was neither made nor created, but was alone begotten of the Father. The Spirit was neither made nor created, but proceeding from the Father and the Son. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers. One Son, not three sons. One Holy Spirit, not three spirits. And in this Trinity, no one is before or after, greater or less than the other. But all three persons are in themselves co-eternal and co-equal, and so we must worship the Trinity in unity and the one God in three persons. Whoever wants to be saved should think thus about the Trinity. That's what the Trinity is. The Trinity is not confusing. The Trinity is without confusion. This is who we believe in. And if we wish to truly hold to the Catholic faith, and if we truly wish to worship God as one and not as three persons, this is what we must believe. It's simple. The Trinity is simple. And if we hold to the same faith, and if we seek to believe this within our hearts, then we can begin to worship God as one God in three distinct divine persons who eternally pour themselves out to us in love. That's what God wants to reveal to us today. And what I hope over the next day, even at Bible study today, if you want, we can go into this more deeply. God is three and God is one. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.